Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Florida Gator fight song. The Gators take on Tennessee this weekend. Edgar Thompson, of course, embedded in Gainesville. Nobody covers the Gators like Edgar. You can read all of his copy at OrlandoSentinel.com. You can hear his Gator podcast at OrlandoSentinel.com. You can find him on Twitter at OS Gators. Edgar Thompson, good morning to you.
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good. So, Edgar, I'm watching the Gator game on Saturday, and the camera flashes to the sideline, and Dan Mullen is just giving defensive coordinator Todd Grantham, giving him an earful, yelling at him, gesturing toward him, and Todd Grantham seems like he's trying to be calm and collected, but you could tell he's giving it back to Mullen a little bit. You wrote about this at OrlandoSentinel.com. Explain to our listeners what happened.
The details are still a little bit fuzzy about what really set it off, but Kentucky was moving the football and the Gators pretty well the other day and keeping the offense off the field, which is really the only way to beat this team. I mean, you got to keep Kyle Trask, Kyle Pitts, and those guys off the field. And Kentucky was doing it, marching down the field. There was a substitution mishap that led to an offside to keep a drive alive in the red zone. And then they finally stop them on the five and holding call. And instead of taking the penalty and then potentially, let's say, get a sack or something and then forcing them into a longer field goal, Mullen just gives the points, basically. Gives him a field goal from whatever 22 yards. And Grantham, I don't think, liked that. You know, he figured, hey, man, we might get a sack and knock him back to a 45-yarder. They might miss it. And I don't think Mullen was having any of it. Basically, we don't know what was said, but he probably said, hey, your defense ain't going to stop those guys, so we're going to just give them three. And it ensued. And, look, it was caught on camera. This isn't like unusual coaches getting into it a bit on the sideline. This happens. Players get into it with coaches. But it's red meat for the fans, as I put it in the story, because fans are really frustrated with Grantham. He's a target week after week with fans calling for his job and calling for this and that. And, you know, my comment on Twitter was, Dan Mullen's, you know, saying to get Todd Grantham what fans are screaming at their televisions right now, which is, you know, stop the dang Kentucky, you know, run game. So, you know, I don't think it's a big deal personally. Afterwards, Dan tried to play it down like it was an argument about, you know, putting up Christmas lights too early in the neighborhood or whatever, and ha ha ha. But the point is, I mean, these are two competitive guys who are trying to win football games, and they butted heads.
I wonder, though, you know, I don't know what Todd Grantham's contract situation is. I know he makes a bunch of money. Could there be a slight rift, and maybe this causes Mullen to want to change the defensive coordinators after the season?
I mean, Todd makes a king's ransom to coach the defense here. $1.79 million is his compensation annually. And I mean, it's a lot. It's one of the highest-paid defensive coordinators in the game. I mean, if Mullen decides he's not getting his money's worth, can do better. I mean, look, Todd Grantham has an impressive track record, first off. He's got a lot of years at this. I mean, he's been in the NFL 11 years. He's been in college football, you know, for 20, and he's got 30-some years in it, and former player at Virginia Tech, knows the SEC inside and out, think he's pretty good, Mullen and him have won 37-10 together, I believe, going back to Mississippi State, and they're 28-6 here. So the results have been pretty impressive. I mean, this defense doesn't have the playmakers of the last two. I mean, it doesn't have like a stud playmaker like a Grenard or a Polite or something like that, or Chauncey Gardner, in my opinion. That hasn't happened. I mean, you got the COVID issues with depth and things like that. But there have been some issues, there's no doubt. And the defense has not played at a high level, given up too many big plays, can't get off the field other times. Dan's going to evaluate everything, I assume, but that'd be pretty big news if he cut loose Todd Graham.
Edgar Thompson's our Gators insider from the Orlando Sentinel. He joins us right here on Open Mic. All right, the Tennessee game this weekend, Tennessee's lost 5 in a row. It would have been 6 in a row had they played Texas A&M, but that game got postponed. What happened to Tennessee? Also, they just kicked one of their best players off the team. Jeremy Pruitt looked like a rising star. He got the contract extension earlier this season. What's happened?
Yeah, these contract extensions, when there's like a program shows a sign of life, you know,
that's unbelievable.
Don't understand them. I mean,
Muschamp
got two contract extensions after he went 7-6. Two. It was like Jeremy didn't feel like one was enough, I guess. So, I mean, McElwain got one, didn't he? It's like, so then you end up paying these enormous buyouts. I mean, Muschamp has made more money off buyouts than he's made coaching. So it's like, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, they gave Pruitt an extension. Phil Fulmer did. Who wanted Jeremy Pruitt? Nobody. Nobody hired him. So, right? I mean, no one's better in Tennessee, at least. He wasn't leaving.
No.
So,
no.
Anyway, the problem is, I mean, Garantano, the quarterback, is not very good. They're not recruiting at the level you have to in the SEC to win. I mean, Dan Mullen's recruiting's been criticized. It's been ahead of Tennessee's, first off. And look at the development and the coaching of this staff. It's great coaching, great development. They're not getting that. Plus, he changed offensive coordinators. He went to Jim Chaney like 2 years ago. Jim Chaney, nobody wanted Jim Chaney. Georgia wanted to get rid of him, and Tennessee took him. So it's coaching, it's recruiting, it's development, all of the above. So, yeah, it's a bad situation there, and I don't know what the answers are going forward, but, you know, the Gators, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the easiest game. I mean, this is going to be like a really cold, I mean, it's 26 up here right now. I'm freezing here. I mean, Knoxville's a lot colder, and it may snow, and Florida boys don't like it when it gets below 50. I mean, there are some data on the records of the Gators in games below 50 degrees, and I don't think it's very favorable. Now, I don't think this team's going to lose, but the Gators haven't looked overly impressive the last 2 weeks, and to come out and really have a very good performance in this would be a nice boost for this program, because what's really the focus right now for everybody other than like within that program is 2 weeks from now against Alabama, and the Gators need to kind of get some traction between now and then on both sides of the football and just everywhere to even have a shot to beat that team.
All right, Edgar, last question. I was talking to I was texting yesterday with Buddy Martin, who, of course, long, long time Gator scribe and historian. And he was wondering, he asked Dan Mullen recently about Kyle Trask's chances of winning the Heisman. And Buddy was saying Dan Mullen doesn't seem to be campaigning for Kyle Trask to win the Heisman. Is that true? And do you think he needs to start talking Kyle Trask up more?
I don't know. I mean, look, we've asked Dan about the Kyle Trask and the Heisman multiple times. When Buddy asked that the other day, I'm like, well, we've asked him this several times, but go for it. This is an unusual year, clearly, on endless levels. There hasn't been a lot of promoting Kyle Trask. I mean, I don't have a Kyle Trask notepad or whatever, bobblehead or all these things that they do. I don't know what the campaign is over there. I asked a couple few weeks ago, about what the campaign was going to be and was told it was being discussed. Well, I haven't seen anything yet. But I haven't seen anything from other schools either. Have you? I mean, have you seen Trevor Lawrence? Have you seen Mac Jones and some of the others? So I'm not sure how that even works this year. And, you know, but I think Dan's comment has basically been the same. If the team does well, the individual awards come. Kyle Trask, I said, I think last week, wins the SEC title game, beats Mac Jones, beats Alabama, gets him to the college football playoff, and leads the nation in touchdown passes as he does now and passing yards among Power 5 quarterbacks as he does now, it's going to be a pretty dang tough case to beat.
Yeah, I totally agree. Again, you can campaign all you want, but, yeah, it all comes down to what your team is doing. And if the Gators win the SEC championship and Kyle Trask has big numbers, he will win the Heisman Trophy. Nobody covers the Gators like our good friend Edgar Thompson, my colleague at the Orlando Sentinel. Check out all of his stuff at OrlandoSentinel.com. Hit him up on Twitter at OS Gators. Edgar, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks, my man.
There you have it, Edgar Thompson. All right, straight ahead. Kirk Herbstreit said something I thought was really dumb, but then he apologized. I admire him for that. I'll explain next on Open Mic.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.